Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another Zone here with Ancestors Eye in another episode of my podcast. Today, episode is weed and reasoning, you know, smoking and having some conscious reasoning. So this is what I want to talk about, is this thing coming out next year, October, called the Real ID, you know, off this Real ID Act. The Real ID Act came out of the 9/11 false flag mission, of which some people still believe that, you know, terrorists hijacked planes with box cutters and crashed them into buildings, which nothing of that is even true. But, you know, the 9/11 mission was a mission to bring forth martial law. But because the plane got shot down over Pennsylvania, martial law wasn't, you know, the plan didn't come together as it should, because the plane that got shot down in Pennsylvania was supposed to make its way to Washington and crash into the Capitol building, killing some senators and some congressmen. Thus, once that happened, it's like de facto martial law. You know, automatically, once a certain amount of heads of governments gets killed, it's martial law, the military take over. So because that plane got shot down, and let me explain to you what I mean by shot down, because most people have heard that plane was crashed because the passenger took it over, and no. That's not what happened. Basically, on 9/11 day, NORAD was turned off because they said that they were running a drill about terrorists crashing planes into buildings. NORAD is who controls the air defense. They is who shoots down planes and deals with UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Right? So they turn off NORAD, saying they're running a drill about planes crashing into buildings. So if anyone hears that, not to respond, because it's just a drill. So anyways, the Twin Towers one happened, and the Pentagon happened, and then when this fourth plane was out of proportion, you know, this guy was like, okay, I've heard three main reports of attacks, and, you know, there's a plane astray. So he scrambles some jets and gets them shot down. You know, he loses his job and disappears. We never hear about that guy anymore because he messed up their plan. So because that happened, they were forced to do martial law in a different way. So they wrote something called the Patriot Act and gave it to Bush. And then Bush came out and gave it to the American public. And with all the lies and the false flag, people wasn't even paying attention to what the Patriot Act is. The Patriot Act is now why they listen to our conversations, read our emails, read our texts. No form of privacy, secret warrants, secret court proceeding, judges, you know what I mean, detaining people without due process, like, all of that. And then also they came up with the Real ID Act, where they were like, they want one ID that represents the whole nation. So when you leave from one state to the other, you don't need to change ID, and they can actually fine you or whatever they need to do now. Because, you know, normally you go in another state and get a ticket, you know, you could care less, because, you know, now all of that will be connected. And what they're saying is you're going to need that ID in order to fly from state to state, right? You're going to need that ID to fly state to state. If you don't have that ID, you will have to use a military ID or a passport. Now, what's the glue between those identifications? A chip. The reason behind this Real ID is that it will be chipped. And they're saying if you're not using it, you must use your passport. Why? Because your passport is chipped. So they will be aware of your movements when you leave the state, where you go once you're using that ID. Now, to get that ID, they require four forms of ID. Social security number, passport, check stub, utility bill, birth certificate, whatever. But all of this is just more Orwellian nightmare, because eventually the chip that's inside the passport and your arm, it will eventually lead to your arm. So that's what I wanted to let people know, because eventually they're going to say, okay, now we have the Real ID. Maybe 10 years down the line, they're going to be like, all right, now let's take the chip out of the ID, because some people not carrying their IDs in their pockets. So they're going to give the chip to people to put in their arms. And now there's people who's already using chips. There's people who's already been chipped, and they use their chip to, you know, they're goofy fluoride like walking dead zombies, you know what I mean? So they're happy that, oh, I can wave my hand and open my door, and oh, I can wave my hand and pay my bill. You know what I mean? Like, why would you think that you need a chip inside your body when the Almighty didn't create one inside your body? But this is just more ways of control. With this chip, they will be able to control your thoughts. They will be able to control you. They'll be able to kill you at will. If you say something the system don't like, they'll just turn your chip off. And then guess what? You won't be able to buy anything. You won't be able to do anything. What they're making with this chip is what they wrote in the Bible. What they wrote in Revelations talking about the mark of the beast, and you won't be able to do nothing without the mark of the beast. That's what this chip is. And they're the ones who's creating it. That's what I keep telling people. Like, a lot of the stuff from the Bible is not prophecy. It's a plan. It's like, okay, I'll make a plan. And I kept this plan within generations coming down of what we're going to do at a certain point in time. And then they're doing this. They're the ones who's making the diseases in the labs. They're the ones who's making the wars. They're the ones who's making famine, droughts, all of that. They're the ones who's hoarding resources. You understand me? So none of these things is like prophecy. It's just what they're doing. So the real ID is going to lead to the RFID chip inside your hand. And then from there, they pretty much turn you off whenever they feel like it. And most of the people by that time will be mind control slaves, because once you have a chip inside your body and these damn 5G towers and all of these EMF and frequencies, you're no longer going to be you. You're just going to be a mindless automaton walking around. So are we going to just continue like this? Or are we going to demand some accountability? Because first of all, the 9/11 thing was a fake. So there's no reason for us to deal with these things when no one did that, what they're talking about. That's a false flag. What I mean by a false flag, for those of you who don't know, a false flag is basically an attack that it's not what it seems. Right? So basically in Germany, Hitler and them blew up the Reichstag so that, you know, they would think it was the opposition and they would get power. That's a false flag. 9/11, same thing. You attack your nation and you blame someone else, and the people in your nation falls for it. Not to say people didn't die, people die. But what make it a false flag is the fact that it was not no fucking Saudi or Afghan or any of these people they call their enemies took no plane and did anything. And if you study, you will know that Bin Laden and them is friends. Bin Laden is part of this shit. Bin Laden is not no enemy. All these names of people we hear, they're just puppets. They're just characters, roles. It's a big Broadway show. And we, the regular people, is the ones who's getting entertained and fucked at the same time. And most people don't see that. All of these politicians, all of these, they're all friends. They're all family. They're all good. They're all living rich and wealthy. They're all hoarding resources. They're the ones who's destroying the planet. But this is just a few little thoughts I have this morning, and I decided to just put it out on the podcast. So if you don't believe what I'm saying, go do some research and check it on the issue yourself, and you will see that everything I just say is real and true. Peace and love. Ashe.